strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for Woman, you ghosted me in a good way.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking for the pregnant zombie woman in the haunted house who scared me in the ghoulish maternity ward last night.
That sounds fun. What an outfit.
I was the fellow wearing the striped sweater with the eye patch. Thanks a lot, glaucoma.
Oh, wait a second. That wasn't a costume?
No.
Okay.
Your performance was plenty scary, so much so that I curled up in a ball on the floor after you took a bite out of the surgeon's neck.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for consoling me after you realized my fear was real.
Oh.
I'm not sure how long I stayed in that room. Could have been 5 minutes. Could have been 30. Who's counting?
Okay.
It's hard to keep time when your heartbeat is the same pace as this strobe light.
Yeah, scary.
Anyway, now I consider myself lucky I flipped out where I did, because it gave me a chance to talk to you.
Yeah.
We spoke about music, our favorite flavor of Jell-O.
Wow.
And the existential threat of a real-life zombie apocalypse.
That's a lot. How long did they talk?
In the haunted house.
Wow.
I'm not sure I agree with you on what type of non-perishable food I'd bring into the mountains with me, but if you and I were together, I'd stay flexible.
Okay, great.
Right now, as I write this, I'm picturing you in my head with your damp black hair, bloody eye socket, and prosthetic stomach.
Wow.
I bet you'd be an awesome mom.
I bet she would, too.
Anyway, I'm saying too much, just like my therapist tells me. If you see this, let's have a normal date and check out potential bunkers, because I'd like to bunk up with you.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Bunker. Sure, yes. Yes, for the zombie apocalypse, it might happen. For sure. For sure. And you know what? You can tell that through all that makeup that she was hot.
That's she was hot. That's right. Yeah. There was a connection. It's
Craigslist Missed.
This is a woman for man. Winner gets to be my boyfriend.
Oh, well, that's fun. It's like a
Sounds
competition.
Like a little competition, exactly. Yeah. I met you at the costume contest over the weekend.
Aw.
As I spotted you playing pool across the bar, you were wearing a blue dress and red pigtails.
Oh.
So, the Wendy's mascot?
Oh, okay.
Pretty funny considering you didn't shave your beard.
Ah.
Yeah. I was a woman dressed like the painter Bob Ross. But I didn't have the right wig. Most people thought I looked like Ross Geller from Friends.
The wig pretty much is the outfit,
is
it not?
The outfit, for sure. Maybe carrying around a paint palette.
Right.
Yeah, at one point I told my girlfriends the outfit is not working and I needed some liquid courage to talk to you.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I did a couple fireball shots. Marched over and told you to press my belly button for a prize.
Wow.
You did. You did.
And I
spit out a handful of candy corn.
What a trick.
It's like you're the candy ball dispenser, right?
You're like
bubblegum dispenser.
Press my belly button.
I thought it was funny. Apparently you didn't.
Aw.
We did reconnect later, though, at the Monster Mash Limbo contest.
Wow.
The details are a little fuzzy at this point, but I kind of remembered that I beat you because I went super low and got my top caught on the limbo stick. Oopsies.
Uh-huh.
I did get a standing ovation from the crowd, though.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Halloween is right around the corner, so why don't you bring your Wendy's costume over for dinner?
All right.
All right, we can watch a scary movie and have pumpkin-flavored junior bacon cheeseburgers.
What?
I learned how to make them at home.
I learned how to make junior bacon cheeseburgers at
Yep, pumpkin-flavored. Delicious. That was a lot.
Okay. We'll do one more, okay?
Okay, all right.
'Tis the season, right?
Sure.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is the last one, man for woman. Which way to the finish line? Which is spelled W-I-T-C-H?
Of course it is.
We met at the annual Halloween 5K Fun Run. Mm. If you remember, I was the guy dressed up as Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. I see what he did there. That's kind of funny.
With
I
fake fangs, a headband, and a long flowing purple cape picked up at the Goodwill.
I like that.
I noticed you right away. You in your sexy Speedy Gonzales costume.
Also a good choice.
Don't tell my mom this, but I've always loved a woman in an oversized sombrero.
Random.
Don't tell his mom.
Okay, not gonna.
I was going to approach you, but the race started.
Oh, dang it.
And you sped off, leaving me in the dust.
Oh, wow, she was fast.
I did my best to catch up, but it turns out capes aren't the best accessory for sprinting.
Oh, wow. But she's wearing a big sombrero?
No wonder
Dracula.
That probably
got some drag to it, too, yeah.
Yeah, no wonder Dracula always turns into a bat.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up doing a brisk speed walk. But I tripped on my cape and my fangs went flying and I scraped up my knee.
Oh, no.
Luckily, my friend was nearby and drove me to the finish line.
Where? Drove? I feel like Count Dracula is cheating a little bit.
A little bit. Where I finally saw you taking a group photo with, I assume, were your friends.
Okay.
Three ladies dressed up as the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that's fun.
I attempted to be flirty. And introduced myself, but your friends all hissed at me when I got close.
Oh. Wow.
Did you tell them to do that? FYI, your friends are a bunch of stuck-up witches.
Oh, well.
If you see this, let's ditch the witch and hang out for real.
Okay, wow. I mean, did he put his fangs back in, though, like, after the tumble? I'm just wondering, did he fix himself back up?
Oh, shoot.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyways, whether you find the perfect person, but they're a bearded
zombie
Wendy or a pregnant zombie, yes, or they're wearing a Speedy Gonzales costume.
All excellent scenarios for love.
All of them great for love and all of them great for
Craigslist Missed Connection.